In this week's parasha, parashat Vayeshev, the Torah starts off Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv be'eretz Kena'an. Rashi takes note of the first word in the parasha, Vayeshev, and he dwelled. What does that word mean? Says Rashi HaKadosh. Don't forget, this is coming off of all of the episodes. Don't forget, Yaakov Avinu in parashat Toledot had to run away from home. Vayetze, dealing with Lavan and all of his antics and, you know, all the heartache that came along with that. Parashat Vayishlach with Esav and Dinah. Ooh, balagan. Yaakov Avinu's life was fraught with suffering and nisyonot. And finally, he made it back to Eretz Yisrael and had Lavan behind him and Esav behind him. Bikesh Yaakov lishev b'shalva kafatz alav rogzo shel Yosef. Yaakov Avinu said, finally, I get to sit and relax and learn Torah. And immediately thereafter, the newest tzara of his life, Yosef, took hold. And then that unending tzar of 22 years, that whole parasha, came right after that. Why is that? Says Rashi, epic words, listen to this. Tzadikim mevakshim yishev b'shalva, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo dayan la'tzadikim mashem tukan la'em la'onam haba, el mevakshim yishev b'shalva ba'onam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a certain extent, was upset with Yaakov. He says, Tzadikim, when Tzadikim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a little rest and relaxation, Ba'olam Hazeh, Hashem doesn't appreciate that. He says, it's not enough for you what you have prepared for you in Olam Haba. All of the reward, the eternal glory that awaits the Tzadikim La'olam Haba, you want your share in Olam Hazeh as well? What does that mean? And then immediately as a result, Yaakov got punished with the episode of Yosef HaTzadik. Interestingly, the Sichot Musar, the way he explains this passage in Rashi, is that a person's main focus, and this ties into what I was saying just a few moments ago, in this world is to live in a way that you have what you need. You don't need more than that. It's what he calls hechrechiyut, which is basic necessities, and motarot, which is extras, luxuries. Tzadikim train themselves not to need luxury. And even the things that we enjoy, it's always in pursuit of a mitzvah. You eat well, you drink, that's Shabbat, yom tovim. But to live a life in the lap of luxury, even when money isn't necessarily an issue, that's not something that is befitting of the tzadikim. And he quotes, there's a midrash in Shemot Rabbah, Parashan Nunbet. The Midrash says that once there was a Talmid of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that went to Chutz La'aretz to do some business, and he came back and he was very rich. And when he returned to the Talmidim and they saw him rich, the Talmidim were a little jealous. Rabbi Shimon picked up on this, and he took them out to a valley, and he prayed, and he said, "Bik'ah hitmal'i dinare zahav." He told the valley, fill up with gold coins. And Bederech Nes, the entire valley filled up with gold coins. And he told the Talmidim, if it's wealth that you want, here it is. It's all yours for the taking. But he said very legendary words. Listen to what he said. Aval havu yod'in, kol mishu notel achshav, chelko shel ha'olam haba hu notel, she'en matan tzchar ha'torah ela la'olam haba, have v'tishak le'yom acharon. He says, but no, whatever you're taking now, you are eating away from your sachar in Olam Haba. And when the Talmidim heard that, they backed off. That's why the Pasuk says in Mishle, we say in Eshet Chayil, Batishak liyom acharon. Anything extra that we have in this world is eating away from our reward, the ultimate reward in Olam Haba. Yaakov Avinu himself knew this in the beginning of Parashat Vayetze, when he was running away from his brother, and he made a tefillah, he made a neder. What did he say? Im yeh Elohim imadi, ushmarani baderech hazeh ashenuch eulech, venatan li lechem le'echol uveged lilbosh. What did he ask for? Just a little bread to eat and clothes to wear. Yaakov Avinu understood what it is just to live with the basic necessities, because that's what a tzaddik does. Next week's parasha, when there was a famine and he told the brothers to go down to Mitzrayim to purchase food, what did he tell them? Shuvu shivrulanu me'at ochel. You don't need to get so much. Just get us a little bit. Like the, Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Tzadik ochel lesova anafsho, ובטן רשעים תחסר. הצדיק eats not to satiate his stomach, to satiate his soul. And the stomach of the rishayim is always lacking. Always hungry, hungry, hungry. Why? It depends what you're eating for. Yaakov Avinu himself understood that. And over here, bevadai bevadai, when he just wanted a little peace and quiet, it's so that he can sit and be oved et Hashem, obviously. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that on this tzaddik's lofty level, it was inappropriate for him to ask even for this rest and relaxation, because that's like an extra. Every test HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is tailor-made to our matzav in this world. Asking for respite. Yes, we do pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'al tiven dechayet, ve'al davon, ve'lo nedin sayon, that's true. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu already tested us, a person shouldn't say, Hashem, take it up. That's what we need. That is our basic necessities in order to gain maximum reward in Olam Haba. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset at Yaakov Avinu. Rabotai, we're definitely not on the level of Yaakov, and everybody needs to relax a little bit. You need an outlet. That's 100% true. But what we can extrapolate from here is that it's important to live a life that's not always in pursuit of luxuries and extras. Live simply. It's okay to enjoy life. That's a different story. But living in a way that's befitting of B'nai Torah, living in a way, a little bit nicer clothes. Live simply. Be simple. When it comes to, Lechavot Shabbat and things of that nature, okay. But it's important to remember, keep your eye on the objective, which is we're here to do Ritzon HaBoreh. And the more we focus on that, the more, all of the other things kind of fall away. A nicer car and a nicer... That doesn't really matter. And sometimes it can even distract us from our ultimate goal, which is Avodat Hashem. And Yaakov Avinu, even when he asked for that respite, got punished for it, because that is, Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that that's not what Hashem wants from the tzaddikim. Whatever Hashem gives us, we say thank you. More than that, if it comes to us, okay, but to keep pursuing it is not in the ma'alot of the tzaddikim, and we have to follow in the footsteps of the Avot. Rabotai, wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom Vorach. Tizkur Shem Rabot Na'imot V'Tovot. Hopefully see you bright and early next week. I don't know if I'll be here on Sunday. It depends on what the matzav is going to be then, but we'll be in touch. Shabbat Shalom.